This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I certainly hope that you are abiding by all the rules and regulations that have been outlined for all of us to really stay safe during this terrific coronavirus pandemic that is happening around the world. Please listen to everything that is being said to us so that you can be safe from contracting this terrible, terrible disease. Well, on this Easter and Passover weekend, we got hour number two of the show coming up. My first guest this second hour is a gentleman that is so cool, it's unbelievable. He's 80 years old, and he looks marvelous. George Hamilton will be joining us. Later on from The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis will be here. That show still on CNBC. And Parker Wallace talking about treats at Easter time. Coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and perhaps the mystery will be solved for this portion of our show. How does our next guest look so young? At the ripe age of 80. Only George knows for sure. He is really somebody that you have to look up to, not only from the standpoint of his talent, but also how he takes care of himself. I mean, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going, and looks good, too. It's very depressing for people like me. Joining us right now is George Hamilton. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Ron. I remember being in Orlando. It was the only night that our lights and our electricity, everything went out on stage during Lacage. And I discovered that evening I wanted to do a one-man show. I was singing on stage a duet in Lacage au Folle. And all of a sudden, I heard this giant crack of lightning, and everything went dead. And all I heard was me singing. And I thought, this is the weirdest thing. Why am I singing? And I kept on singing. And all of a sudden, the lights came back on. Everybody had left the stage. And I turned to the audience. I said, I've always wanted to be a one-man show. And I just kept on talking. And for the next 10 minutes, I thought, this is more fun than I've ever had. It all was born there in Orlando.
But you see, let me tell you something. That is the true indication of a pro. The show must go on. Doesn't make a difference if you have lights, audience, anything, okay? As long as you're on, I'm a singer, George. As long as you're on stage, the whole world can collapse around you. You're having fun, and that's all that matters.
Well, it was that way, and I was surprised because I'd never done that before, and it's just that it was the idea that I had been set free from having to say lines that other people had written for me, and I could just be myself. And I thought, God, this is so much more fun been doing. So next year I'm going to do that. You'll see me back in Orlando next year.
Oh, well, that's good. That's great.
On my own show. Now, what's going on, Ron? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about how good you look and how I can look that way, too. Now, here's a perfect example. And I'm going to say to everybody, with your permission, George, that George is 80. So let me just put it that way. In 30 cities, 400 shows last year, okay?
Yep.
Now, let me tell you something. That is a grueling pace. And the only way that you can do that well is if you live well. And I know you live well. See, what's nice is that when you live well, it shows. When I live well, it doesn't show. So I need some health tips from you, George, as to how to make life a little bit more enjoyable because you feel good. You know, I talked to Jay Leno, and he's on a campaign that I really believe in. America is just a bunch of fat people, okay? And when you talk about now obesity being a disease, are you kidding me? You know, that's terrible. So
that's the real problem. And you know, I would understand it if we were just a bunch of hungry people who have to eat. I do believe when we started supersizing things that everything kind of got out of hand.
Right.
More important is the reason for it. And I remember as a little kid, I mean, I drank Coca-Cola, and I drank a lot of things that were not all good for you. But the thing is that there were smaller amounts of it than they are today. What has happened is in America, we really had a problem in our soil. Our soil is totally depleted. All the nutrients are gone, and all these GMOs that are fooling with our food, it's not any real nutrients. What's missing are the minerals, per se, that you're supposed to have in your ordinary food. And so what I started realizing when I was on the road, I started looking for organic food. You know, everywhere I went, the word organic may be overused, but it's terribly important. And I thought, organic means I don't want it to be sprayed with pesticides, and I want it to be from a soil that's complete, because that's what you're eating. You're eating something that's really healthy, not something that's conceived to taste good and be bad for you. Most of our fruits and vegetables are picked too early now and shipped too far.
Right.
So really what you have is some form of insurance policy for your health nowadays. You can't be sure what you're eating is any good for you. You can endeavor to find organic wherever you go. But I started realizing that I had to have something that was that covered all the vitamins and all the minerals. And I started taking a powdered form of it in water, so that I would do it twice a day, sometimes morning, sometimes evening. But I'd get it in generally twice a day, and I had a sense of less hunger, because I think most of the problem is obesity is caused because people are hungry for real food, but they are getting all of these sweets, all of the sugar, which gives them a big up and a big down, and they're never satisfied because they're not getting the real stuff.
Right, right.
So I started taking something called youth infusion, which is basically a mineral and vitamin supplement in a powdered form, because you don't have to swallow those horse pills. I get it out of the way. I don't think about it. I don't like to take vitamin pills. I don't like to have to look for that. But America's turned to that point now where we have to do something about it. Otherwise, I would find myself fatigued with the food source that we get, and you can't go to fast food. It won't work.
No.
It's a momentary fix, but it won't work.
George, do you eat red meat?
Yes, I do. I have range-fed, non-hormone meat, maybe once, sometimes twice a week, depending on how I feel. I have fish three times a week.
Yeah.
I try to get fish that's got no mercury in it. And wild salmon and things like that, sockeye, and you can get it. But most of the smaller fish have less mercury than the larger fish. It's everywhere. We're polluted everywhere. We've done this. It's man that's done this to themselves. And so we have to hunt that down. We have to find it where it is. I think the bottom line on that is really the during the war, Second World War, they found, and they did autopsies of young servicemen, both sides. They realized that the Japanese soldiers had almost no plaque. And it's because they ate small amounts of meat or fish and large amounts of vitamins. We do just the opposite. We take large amounts of meat and fish and take just a little bit of vegetables if we can. So you have to be able to find food that hasn't been contaminated. And as I say, you've got to have the insurance policy of having something that gives you what I call micronutrients. Those are the things that we're missing. You don't have to have a lot of it. You just have it all, because if you don't, those are the things that lead on to cancer, and they lead on to stroke and heart attack and all the other things. It's the things, the micronutrients that we're missing.
See,
I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but
no.
Gotten to a point where Ron, I know, having to do those shows, the energy that one has to take, and you can't do it by coffee and sugar, and you can't do it by sweet drinks. So it's a powdered drink that gets you your insurance, and then you try to find the really good food. I'm doing a makeover of people. I'm doing a contest
right
across the states, asking people to write in, and it's called Campaign to Health, and it'll be a sort of a random draw, and they'll come out to California, and we'll give them a shopping spree of foods. We'll take them to restaurants. I'll explain to them what is good and what is bad for them. I'll go through their entire regimen as far as workout and all of that to make you feel great. And it's going to be fun to do it. It's part of what we have to do now to save this planet. We don't. Well, we keep worrying about the health problems in America. The health problems start with what you put in your mouth. Not the doctors.
That's right.
With what you eat.
You know, the amazing part about it is, and this is the reason why I think people will listen to you, George, vis-a-vis somebody else, okay, is that when you have somebody that is giving you advice and they don't practice it because, you know, they look bad or whatever the case may be. I had a doctor one time that weighed like 400 pounds and he put everybody on a diet. You know, he had about zero credibility. But, you know, when somebody looks and is healthy and is vibrant as you are, you take advice from somebody like that. Now, the Heart Health Foundation is a place where you can visit and get more information on it, and I want to talk about this contest, rather, but I have here five healthy tips that you suggest, and I got to tell you, they're great. Drink a half of your body weight in ounces of water each day. Now, that's a little tough for me to do, because I'm not a big water drinker, but I know that that's important. Everybody I talk to says that's what you got to do. And then cardiovascular exercise. I'll ask my father, he was 55 years old. So I know you got to go out there and do that. And the next point I want to talk about has to do with pets. That's on your list of things that you really have to adhere to in order to kind of calm yourself down and live longer and live healthier. And, of course, taking advice from you is exactly what we want to do. So, George, if you can stay with us just another segment, I don't want to let you go, okay? We have a lot more to talk about. So George Hamilton is going to be with us for another segment talking about a lot of things. But most importantly, how do you stay healthy and how at 80 years old look the way he does? And how do people like myself not get depressed over that? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Mr. Cool is going to stay with us for another segment with Ron Sedgie today. George Hamilton, we're going down the list of things that make you feel good, and pets is one of them. Tell us about pets, George.
Well, a pet makes you, forces you to be guilty about getting up and taking them out and going for a walk with them. And pets have a wonderful sense of bonding with you, and we instinctively know that. They're the most wonderfully giving creatures on earth, and they're there for you when you come home. So to take them for a walk every day, I know what you're saying, Ron. It's very hard to drink a lot of water if you don't like water. First of all, you have to find water that's not just chlorinated, terrible stuff coming out of the tap.
Right.
You got to find a good water, and there's several waters, bottled waters, that I like. I don't like them out of plastic. I try to get them out of glass.
Me too.
Glass bottles are so much better for you than plastic, and plastic gets in the system. It leaches out in heat and in cold, infiltrates the body, but I take to get a lot of water. You've got to first start out with a big glass of it, and that's when I put in my powdered vitamins and minerals in the morning because it tastes good. And I drink a glass of that. So I have one big glass with youth infusion in it, and then I have another glass of water maybe an hour later, just plain water, and I drink that all day long. And then finally my next big one again is in the evening when I do youth infusion again. And now I've got myself 5 or 6 glasses of water, and I haven't felt like I'm not waterboarding myself.
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying it. You know, people go to the refrigerator, and they're craving instant energy, and they haven't got it. So they're thinking, okay, I'll take sugar. Everything they eat is going towards sugar. That's because it gives them a fast fix. That's
right.
Why even alcohol
sure. Is
even the fastest.
Sure.
People go out and have a drink. It's all about sugar. It's not anything else. You've got to say to yourself, is this my fault? And it isn't really. If you take a kid and you give them a mineral supplement, vitamin supplement, and you let them choose, they start choosing things that aren't sugary again, that are healthy for them. It's when they're needing that fix that they have to have it, and it's a big up and a big down. And America is just completely devoid of nutrition. We don't get it. I mean, I went to my kid's school, and they were serving pizza that was frozen a week before.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I just don't understand. The schools don't get it. They think they have these nutrition programs, but they don't. They don't know anything about it.
No. This youth infusion that you're talking about, George, what does it taste like?
It tastes, what do we have? It can be in different flavors, but it's a kind of a tangy tangerine blend. It's
really?
It's very light. It's not got sugar in it. It's got a natural sweetener, which is xylitol. And xylitol is very good sweetener. It actually, they're now using it in dentist office to remineralize children's teeth. And it's not got that bitter aftertaste. So it's very good. What's really wonderful about youth infusions is we've got CoQ10 in it, and they talk so much about CoQ10 to the heart.
Yeah.
Your father used to die at 55.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine died at 56.
Oh,
and to think that in these years that have separated them, we've jumped that average up so that people are living longer. They're starting to learn so much more about the heart. The CoQ10 is a great, great supplement. So we put that in our drink in a larger amount than I think anyone else does. That and vitamin D. And I have to laugh. You know, vitamin D comes from the sun. And everybody used to say, oh, God, he's out in the sun again. And they would say to me, you know, you just got to stop that sun. Then one day I saw my doctor and I said, what are you so tanned for? And he said, well, you know, these new studies show that we're depleted in vitamin D and you can only get it really from the sun. And I said, yeah, so you're telling me I did something right all these years? He said, yeah, but you might have overdone it.
The funny thing about it is with the reputation you have about that great tan, you'll live to be 172.
I stumbled on that by accident. I think I did overdo it. I love the sun. Only I remember doing movies with guys like Cary Grant and there was a guy named Glenn Ford. We did a movie together. And Glenn would say to me, why are you wasting your time? We'd do a Western and they'd come up to put makeup on us and they'd scare the horses. And so he said, don't do that. You're scaring the horses. Just get out here and sit out and let's have sun during lunchtime, and then we won't have to wear makeup. We never did, and Cary Grant never did. I mean, I'd see him outside on the lot at MGM, and he'd be tanning every day, and I'd sit and talk to him, you know. And it was a fascinating era, to be an actor. But so many of those guys were like that. They didn't really like the idea of wearing makeup and all that. Vitamin D is natural from the sun. It just comes from the sun, and you don't have to do what I did, which is I'd spend hours out, but I would submit that you spend 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and not in the height of the sun, you know, late afternoon or early morning sun, and it's wonderful for you. Everything that grows grows from that. Watch these doctors like Dr. Oz and Dr. McCullough, and they're all going for it now. They're all realizing how important the sun is.
See, anything you say is gospel to me, I'll tell you that. Congratulations, George. Recently named to the advisory board of the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine because of his progressive views on health and wellness. That's fantastic. And I like your philosophy. Age is just a number, and that's true. As they say, you look marvelous. Now, winner, this contest that you're having, let me just tell everybody what you get, okay? You get two tickets to fly from anywhere in the United States to Los Angeles, a two-night stay at a local hotel, a food shopping trip with George Hamilton, a diet review by George, a healthy cooking session with George and a private chef, dinner with George, exercise tips, and a workout with George. It's a long 2 days. And a one-year supply of Youth Infusion. Where can you get that?
Well, you can get Youth Infusion by just going to the site, which is www.drinkyouthinfusion.com. Drink Youth Infusion is one word. .com. Or you can go to the vitamin shop. Yeah. Shops everywhere have it. It's easy and it's fast. My kid loves it because he cannot take a pill. He won't take a pill. So this morning I gave him his usual little powdered drink and he put it in there and he drank it and he said, Dad, this is not bad at all. It's so hassle-free. It is the insurance policy against having your bad health because, believe me, you check into it. It's the micronutrients we're missing in the food, the lack. So sad in America that the farmer who really kept us going has now been cut up to a relic, and we have these mass-grown foods with animals and fish that are farmed. It's not fair to us, and we've done it because of these big companies. America's got to seize this back in their own hands and get this back to eating right, because we did eat right 50 years ago.
Yes, we did
have it.
Something happened along the way. Well, George, I urge everybody to go to your site, campaigntohealth.com. That's all in word, campaigntohealth.com. You get a chance possibly of winning this grand prize to go out to L.A. with George Hamilton. George, my friend, anytime you want to come back and talk about this or anything else, let us know. And please let us know when you're down in the Orlando area. We'd love to have you.
Well, I will, Ron. My boy goes to school in St. Petersburg at the Naval Academy there.
Oh, good for him.
My younger one. And so I'm back down there quite a lot, and I'm from Florida, and I'm resident. So I'll be in to see you, Ron.
That sounds great. George, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight when you're here. You're a classy guy.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Good talk with you again. George Hamilton has been our guest, and he is so cool. And for those of you who may not remember, George Hamilton used to date one of Lyndon Johnson's daughters when he was in the White House. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the United States has now climbed above 20,000. That moves the U.S. past Italy as the country with the most people lost to COVID-19. In the hardest hit state, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's not time yet to lift restrictions and open businesses.
In my opinion, you can't ask the people of this state or this country to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine says even if you do reopen the businesses, there is no guarantee of a return to a normal life.
Even if we open tomorrow, which we're not going to do, the economy is not going to roar back until, you know, people have more confidence. If people are scared to death, literally, they're not going to go out.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. I was just telling our guest before we went on the air, I've been in business, oh my goodness, since the mid-70s, and I know how difficult it is for people being in business and being successful in it, and then I'm amazed that those who would be able to undertake it successfully for so many years, and that's the case of our next guest. He is chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, and he's also the host of this great show, Tuesdays on CNBC at 10 o'clock, The Profit. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I meant what I said. You know, you watch the Shark Tank, you watch all these other shows, and we just had somebody from the Shark Tank on the other day. But I really like The Profit because you do something that the other shows don't do. You get your hands dirty, and I love that.
I think the big difference, and I think the reason people like it, is because they want to take a deeper dive into what actually happens in business. And I think, you know, when you hear from some of the sharks, they talk about, you know, it's just got to be percentages and numbers and dollars and cents. And I just don't believe that that's what business is about. I really believe there's a lot more to it. And it really is about people, and I think that's one of the things that people like about The Profit.
I think, though, what amazes me is what you do is that you go into places where people sometimes are novices, and I know you agree with the fact that a lot of people will have a lot of product or service knowledge, but they don't have any business knowledge. And my philosophy over the past 40 years has been never get involved with someone who has not least made one payroll. Okay, but you seem to have a different philosophy, and that is, look, I'll take care of the business end of it as long as you have the product knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm really looking to do, if you really kind of boil it all down, I'm really investing in an individual more than I am investing in an infrastructure. I really feel like that's my responsibility to bring the infrastructure and put a process in place. But you're essentially investing in people, and there's so many people out there that just, quite frankly, need a break. And the next great idea, the next great business could come from somebody that has a ton of passion and the right amount of humility and the right amount of sort of focus, but they just don't have necessarily the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always try to get a job when we're younger and they say you need more experience. And you can only get experience if you're given a break.
Right.
Well, I think my job is really to give people a break. And that's what I'm here for.
But how do you protect yourself, Marcus, against that one individual? I mean, I had the same thing. I was 14 years old, and I was chugging around radio stations trying to get a job, and they said, you're too young, and go get experience. How do you do that? You know, but somebody gave me a break. But if you invested in me, in a business that I had, and I wish I would have back in the days when I owned radio stations and advertising agencies, I could have used you, Marcus. But when you invest in a person, and that one person either doesn't work out or unfortunately something happens to that person, how do you recoup an investment when they're the key employee?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is that when you're going to make an investment in a business, you're really making it in an individual, and you have to hope that what they're doing, you know, makes sense, and you have to hope that what they're doing is going to be, you know, kind of riddled with integrity and the sort of things that you need. But there are times where you get involved in business and people take advantage of you, and I try not to let it sort of faze me for the next one, but you know, there's been plenty of deals that I've lost money. I've invested over 30-something million dollars of my own money in 2.5 years on the show, and about 3 of it has gone bad. It's gone very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of business, right? You win some, you lose some, and you can't do much about it.
And there's probably a listener out there saying, well, you invested $30 million, you lost 3, that's only 10%, that's not bad odds. $3 million is a lot of money to throw out
the
window.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is important. I've lost $3 million. That money's gone.
Yeah.
And so the other $27 million is still invested in businesses that are thriving or still chugging along.
Right.
But there's no sort of guarantees with any of that. And so in some of the cases, I've had to put more money in some of the businesses. In other cases, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money, and so I take it very seriously.
Sure, absolutely.
Very hard to make money.
One of the things that I've noticed on the show, Marcus, is the fact that usually when people, and the Shark Tank does this all the time, they want the big number. They want the big percent. Okay, I'll give you, you know, $8,000, but I want 51%. You many times take a minority percentage. How do you protect yourself in that scenario?
Well, it's funny. I think people get confused. You can be a minority partner in a business and structure the deal in a sort of way that gives you the same exact thing you'd have if you have
you know, 51%. And
right.
One of the worries that I always have about doing business with folks is making sure that they still have enough skin in the game to be interested.
Right.
And so for someone like me, all I really care about is making sure that the economics are right for me and that the return on investment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I need to have 51% to be able to control it, because you can document it at some point in a way that says, look, I gave you a check. These are the things you have control of. These are the things you do not. Do you agree, yes or no? And if you don't agree, then, you know, we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal. What about the advice that people give? Say, don't invest in a business you have no knowledge in. Now, you do that all the time. I mean, you know business. Business is business is business. Sales is sales is sales. But when you come right down to the you're in an ice cream business right now. And before you were in it, I don't know, did you, you know, you probably ate ice cream, but you didn't make it.
I ate ice cream, but that was it. Well, there are certain businesses that I'm comfortable because I feel like the core competencies are the same. But there are some businesses that I won't invest in. A good example would be I don't invest in technology. I don't invest in anything in technology because I don't understand it. I don't know it. I'm intimidated by it. And so I have no investments of any kind. But I do invest in industries that I understand. So I understand manufacturing. I understand retail. I understand food. And so it doesn't really matter what the sector is. But I don't invest in industries that I don't know, and technology would be a good example.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, it changes so quickly. How do you even keep up with it? You got to be, you know, awake 48 hours a day. As chairman and CEO of the very successful Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, with almost 10,000 employees in over 100 cities, how do you run that, Marcus, and do this show and all of the tentacles that the show has as a result of investing your time, energy, and money into other businesses? How do you do that in the course of a day? And I know people have a lot to do with it, but, you know, you still got to manage people.
Yeah, the bulk of my life is really spent on my Camping World business. And the show does take up some time, but, you know, I'm just really, really resourceful with the time in my day. I think the other thing is I've surrounded myself with amazing people, and I know people say that all the time, but I would not be doing this show if I wasn't comfortable with the management team that I have. And quite candidly, a lot of the folks that are part of my Camping World business, sometimes when I'm not filming and I come back to the office for a couple of weeks, they kind of laugh and they say, you know, like, all right, are you ready to go back on the road again? Because they enjoy sort of the ability to run their business. A business can't be run by one person, and it's got to be run, you know, for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is maybe the best advice I can give people. You will know if the business is successful if it's successful long after you're gone.
Right.
That's how you'll know.
You know, Marcus, I was 29 years old when I bought my first radio station, and I thought I could be, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And now in my senior years, getting things done, driving results, is through collaboration, partnership, and relationships. And that's, I know, what you say every day in your business environment.
I think the biggest thing that I worry about when I get up in the morning is, how am I going to keep people motivated, and how am I going to, you know, find partners that make sense, and how am I going to find team members that make sense? That's the thing that keeps me up at night. Not what did we sell yesterday or today, but how do you keep people motivated and how do you keep them going?
Right.
That's the thing that scares me the most.
And
by far.
I like what you say about being popular. It's not about being the good boss. I mean, from the standpoint, hey, let's have a big rah-rah-rah and a huge cheer every morning for the boss. The scoreboard is measured by your employees, your customers, and your family. And that's what you do successfully. I admire what you do, Marcus. I really do. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of your philosophy in the business world.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, being in business does come with some sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You miss out on some things. And so it's a tough world. And, you know, my job is to take care of the business and the people that are part of it.
And with that said, when you're ready to invest in radio and television broadcasting, I'll give you my home number, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Marcus. Look forward to having you back again. Please come back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our special guest from The Prophet, the host of The Prophet, does a great job. Tuesday nights on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past. She's a friend of the show, and she's quite a lady. She's the founder of What's on Parker's Plate and the author of the best-selling cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl's Guide to Holiday Eating, which I'm going to insert also. It's a good idea for men, too, to listen to it. The Easter holiday is right upon us, boy, and there's a lot of fun traditions, and it's almost here. And joining us to talk about it is our guest, Parker Wallace. Hi, Parker. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Ron.
Are you feeling good? That's the first question I got to ask you.
Yeah, I am. You know, I've been talking about this with a lot of my friends and family, whether we're on Zoom or on a call together, and really this year it's going to look different, it's going to feel different, but bottom line, it's still an opportunity to bring that immediate family back to the table together with hassle-free and delicious recipes that everyone can enjoy.
Well, let's talk about that. First of all, share your philosophy on Easter entertaining, because as you mentioned before, there are a lot of traditions out there, and let's hang our hat on a couple of yours.
Well, I always say great meals, Ron, start with great cheese. And Wisconsin is the state of cheese because Wisconsin wins more awards for cheese than any other state, region, or country.
Right.
I personally have a connection to Wisconsin cheese because the last time I was there visiting my grandfather, he took me to a dairy farm and we did a cheese tasting that was just unbelievable. It was really special to share that moment with him, and it was also a chance to really see this phenomenal product that these farmers in Wisconsin work so hard to create. So, you know, as people are sheltering indoors this Easter, people are cooking more than ever before, and coming up with a really delicious way to feed your family is what makes those memorable moments. And so one of my go-to recipes right now for, it's perfect for an Easter brunch, I like to double the recipe so I can pop it into the freezer and then have more for the week ahead. It's a bacon Gouda crustless quiche. OMG, so delicious. And then think about doing an epic cheese board. My man and I always like to do this before one of our Netflix binges. And so, for example, I'm a big fan of the bubbles. So that crisp acidity of a sparkling wine is going to pair really well with a bold cheese like Wisconsin's Velvety Blue. Or a rosé with those fruity notes is going to pair beautifully with a savory, nutty Parmesan. You just want to make sure that you're looking for that proudly Wisconsin cheese badge. And, of course, I always find really delicious, easy, cheesy recipes on the WisconsinCheese.com site.
I love cheese. I could eat cheese morning, noon, and night. And there's no question. I don't know what it is. I've talked to people like that, too. They just love cheese. And I'm one of those people, too. Now, you talk about this wine and cheese pairing, and that quiche is unbelievable. Now, when it comes to other things other than maybe food itself, what about Easter, like, crafts?
Yeah, well, you were talking about wine, so let's not forget about celebrating the Easter, I always like to say, because I'm queen of the puns. America's favorite semi-sweet, semi-sparkling wine. It's Stella Rosa, Ron, and this is an award-winning wine that you can pair with any cheese, but also it's perfect for your holiday meal. So I don't know about you. I'm a huge lover of wine, but also cocktails. So they've got these two new flavors, watermelon and pineapple. They really taste like spring, but you can make a base for a great, refreshing cocktail recipe. If you head to StellaRosa.com, you can check those out. And, of course, find their entire collection, whether it's the Prosecco with some of that natural pear and apple or the Moscato Rosé. You've got some hints of Georgia peach and wildflower. And their original Stella Rosa Rosso, which has all of those fresh berry flavors. Find them at your local grocery store or liquor store or online.
Now, when you think of Easter, you typically think the religious aspect of it, certainly, but when you think about food, you think about the Easter basket with the bunnies and the chocolate and everything else. Now, these Easter ideas, how about an Easter basket for adults with all of this, with the wine and the cheese? I mean, that sounds like a real good idea. I mean, does anybody do that? Because if they don't, they should.
They should. You're speaking my language. That sounds like something I would likely request from my man this Easter. And, you know, one of the great things, I don't have kiddos, but my friends who do, and they have their kids at home, one of the great things right now is that we can still really lean into some of those traditional Easter activities with the immediate family, like the egg dyeing and the Easter egg hunts. So it can still, you know, feel more normal than it might be with everyone staying inside. And it also brings up an opportunity to do the kiddos' Easter basket, and it's not Easter without Peeps, right?
Right.
So I love them because they're the number one non-chocolate Easter candy. It's a brand that has those classic varieties like the iconic yellow chick, but also new flavors like chocolate pudding. It's amazing. And new forms like jelly beans. So it's something that every bunny can enjoy. And, you know, I'm a great cook. I'm not always great with the DIY projects, but I've been experimenting, and I had so much fun on PeepsBrand.com because it really inspired me with recipes, but also some DIY projects. And just taking some graham crackers in half, I dip them in some chocolate that's melted, and if you press them together on some wax or parchment paper, the chocolate makes the graham crackers stick, and you can make this adorable birdhouse. And then you just put the little yellow chick inside the graham cracker house with a little coconut nest and some of those jelly beans, which look like the eggs. Super duper cute. I'm actually really proud of it.
I wish you were my bunny. Now, I remember you said in the past that reference to yourself, your handle, if you will, is culinary godness, because it sounds better than food and lifestyle expert. And you're right. It does have that. But I also do remember that your grandmother was very instrumental in what you are doing now as a career. And her name happened to be Ronnie, which is mine.
Yes. And whenever I am about to talk to you, I always think about my grandma, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. We called her Ronnie. And she was the original, the OG culinary goddess for sure. She loved to feed people, and I remember being a little girl sitting at the table, and she was just watching everybody, you know, dig into her amazing meal, and I leaned over and I said, Ronnie, why aren't you eating? And she just patted my hand and said, you know, someday you're gonna understand what it means to watch people enjoy the food that you made. She just put love into everything she did.
And you said everyone will taste that love too. Was her name Veronica, or was it really just Ronnie?
No, it was Elizabeth. My cousin tried to call her Granny, and it turned into Granny, which turned into Ronnie, and then Ron.
That's pretty good. Well, Parker, where can we go for more information on this and a plethora of things that talked about on the air?
Yeah, you can go to tipsontv.com for everything that we just chatted about, and of course my website, parkersplate.com, for some recipe inspiration.
That sounds excellent, and I'm going to have to take you up on those wine and cheese pairings, because that sounds fabulous too. Like I said, you can be my bunny anytime. Parker, nice chatting with you again. Have a great Easter, but most importantly, please stay safe, my friend.
Make it Gouda, Ron.
Oh, I love Gouda.
Gouda.
Oh, Gouda. Thanks, Parker.
Thanks, Ron.
Bye-bye, dear. Parker Wallace has been our guest, Easter entertaining, and the founder of What's on Parker's Plate, and the author of the best-selling cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl's Guide to Holiday Eating, and I always add a man in there, too, because it's applicable to both. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. for our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgy today on this Easter and Passover weekend. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include Ronnie Millsap, Kevin Costner from New Amsterdam, Jonko Sims, Tyler Labine, astronaut Mike Massimino, actor George Hamilton from The Prophet on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis, and also Parker Wallace. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Hope that you have a great Easter and Passover weekend. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights. We'll be right back.